My friend yesterday at the gym came up to me and said, did your dog swallow another sock? Maybe. We keep monitoring, and he's still diddling.
It's still going fine.
Now, you want to talk about feeling like someone who's not really achieved what they should have achieved in life. I saw him at the front yard defecating, and I was in the living room, and I went, oh, yes, yes,
yeah.
he's diddling, and I'm pointing at it. And you just think to yourself, where are you in your life when you see a dog that's taking a dump in your front yard? Oh, my God, everybody.
The highlight of your day.
And I say, he's diddling.
My God.
And I always report back to my wife. I'll come in and she'll say, how was it? Solid diddle. Amen.
Great. Took a picture. You want to look at it?
Oh, I'm right, yeah. Right behind him. Like, okay, because I'm waiting to see if that sock is coming out of
it. Is he diddling?
How's the smell on it?
Pungent.
Is his diddle solid?
Great diddle. It was now 9 days ago that he may or may not have eaten this sock. And my wife and daughter swear he did because it was a package of two socks. My son came downstairs. There's remnants of the package. One sock still there he's chewing on and one sock gone. And they've looked everywhere for it. And we cannot find that sock. What we assumed would happen is vomiting, trouble going to the bathroom,
yeah,
and erratic lethargic behavior, which we've seen when he swallowed the sports bra and another sock. And so far, and I've been monitoring very carefully. I get down on one knee to watch him as he, you know, gets in that crouch position. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it starts to come out in a solid, I'm like,
yes,
way to go, boy. Way to
yeah,
go.
Way to solid.
Way to go. Because I'm looking for, because in the past, when he swallowed something, he's not been able to diddle. And that's why I'm such a cheerleader for the diddle right now. Anyhow, a friend of mine came up to me yesterday and she said, did your dog swallow another sock? And I said, well, maybe, maybe not. And she goes, I can't believe I forgot to tell you. She has a Bernard Doodle also.
Okay.
And she has literally been in the yard. One time, like they were having some work done in their yard and the worker said, what is this right here? And it was her pink panties that the dog had swallowed and then diddled out, which also happens. And if I have to help him, if I have to pull that sock out, I'm committed.
Well, we've discussed you're not supposed to do that.
I feel like I have to. I feel like I have to help him along. You know, if if it's halfway out with a diddle, I think I have to get it out of him, you know.
Here, boy, here.
I'm sure he'll like that.
Way to go, boy. Yeah.
Now you run one way and I'll run the other.
Now here's that story that's going to have a completely unsatisfying ending, okay?
Okay.
But a great setup. So she says to me, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. Over the holidays, this was like right after Thanksgiving, at her husband's workplace, and I don't even know what he does for a living, there apparently is a table sort of like we have here, and if you don't want something, you leave it. You know, sometimes we have food down there, donuts or whatever. So one day, and you take it if you want, like they'll do, somebody's read a book and they'll put it down there. Like it's just an exchange. And I don't even know how many people work in his office, but someone put a dog toy, a chew toy, that was in the shape of pumpkin pie right after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So her husband found it cute, and they have a Bernedoodle who's, and let me tell you something about Bernedoodles. They chew, I've not found one toy. Every toy I buy says it's indestructible. We got a giraffe for him recently. He ripped it apart in minutes.
My dog was that way for a long time.
He's got like the strongest jaws, and so he ripped the leg off the giraffe. He loved the giraffe, but he ripped the leg off of it, and the stuffing starts to come out. Mm-hmm. And then we've got diddle issues.
And then he's like, yes.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
Yeah. So she said this was a toy that was like a large piece of pumpkin pie. That's what it looked like. So the husband brought it home and said, maybe the Bernedoodle will like this. So sure enough, the Bernedoodle goes to town on it, starts chewing and everything. But she said after a couple of days, it had broken apart and something was coming out of it. And she goes, what is that? It was like a plastic bag, she said. Now, this is a hollow dog toy.
Yeah.
So she goes over and gets what looks like a grocery bag. And it's perforated also because of the dog. And inside it is brown granular grains. And she looks at her husband and said, that's heroin.
Oh, God, the dog did heroin.
Yes. And here's how white I am and unfamiliar with these. As she was telling the story, like as she said it, I said, I bet it was heroin. I did.
So in her mind, this pumpkin pie dog toy was full of heroin.
Yes, that was being fenced at the husband's workplace.
Yeah, and the next day, somebody, highly irritated, was going to go around and be like, hey, y'all, just quick question. If anyone happened to see, I accidentally left a dog toy on the table. Yes. And if I don't have it,
yes,
I'm going to die.
So she and her husband, who apparently are just as naive to the world as I am, both looked at each other and said, that's heroin.
Heroin.
Okay.
So
they've got heroin in their house. All right. That's the conclusion here. They put it up on a high shelf. And she says, I've got to call somebody. So she calls a friend who is a police officer. And he said, are you serious? Are you? And she goes, you have to come to my house and bring whatever tester you have to test this for heroin. And he goes, I'm not coming to your house. I'm not, but why don't you take it in? I have a friend in Vice. Take it over to Vice and they'll test it for you and see if it's heroin. And now the husband thinks, my God, I've interrupted a drug deal at work.
Oh, yeah, he's
and I'm going to be shot and killed.
Yeah,
okay.
If I could just speak alone with whoever picked up the pie, we won't have any problems. I promise.
Exactly. Yeah. So, 2 days later, she makes an appointment with Vice and puts the heroin carefully in her car, along with the dog toy and all of that. And she drives down there, and she said, "I haven't been to the police station ever." And so, when she walked in, she was a little bit taken back
yeah.
with some of the things she saw.
Next.
Right, right. Okay.
I believe I have found heroin. Get in line.
6-1 today. Come on.
Okay, so she gets back in a room with two Vice cops, and they look at it and, like, very carefully remove the bag and so forth. She told me she specifically did not say heroin because she didn't want to lead them to any conclusions. And let's listen to what they said to her. And here's the really unfulfilling ending to the story. They say, this looks like heroin, but clearly it's not. You know what it is? Dirt. Oh my God. So the theory
is... Well, unhook this belt from my arm then.
Exactly. It's not heroin. It's what I don't even know what heroin would look like. Is it granular and brownish? That's what it was.
Well, from Pulp Fiction, which is my only experience with it, it's like powdery.
Right. Yeah.
I think it can be brown.
You cook it down, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can be white or brown, I believe.
I have no... Both of us agreed. We're middle-aged white people, and both mm-hmm. of us said we have no experience with heroin. Not that middle-aged white yeah. people can't have experience with heroin, but both, she's like, I'm not into the drug culture. I said, sister, me neither, except for a little here and there. Mm. You know, and yeah. I don't ever get past, you know me.
Yeah. No, you're not onto heroin
yet. No. So they say it's not heroin, it's dirt. And she goes, why would there be dirt, a bag of dirt inside a dog toy? And the theory is, and they researched it, sold exclusively at Target, made in China, that they wanted to weigh it down for whatever purposes, so okay. they shoved dirt into it in China.
Interesting.
Cop said that's Chinese dirt. But why would they want that? It would cost more?
Charge more to ship it?
Tariffs, maybe? Based on
weight?
You'd want to pay less, wouldn't you?
I was thinking maybe so it would just give a center of gravity to the toy.
Maybe so. Maybe they're just, yeah, so that the toy is more structurally yeah. sound, they shove something in there. And it literally was a bag of Chinese dirt. Somebody in China went up and dug a bag of dirt up and put it in her dog's toy. I know it's completely anticlimactic.
It's a heroin story.
But not really. I mean, it could have been a good heroin story. I was on the edge of my seat, believe me. And then at the end she goes, it's a bag of dirt. And I was like, that's no good.
Oh, man, I was hoping it was heroin.
It's no good. I mean, we all were hoping it was heroin, you know. I got an email about a puppy. Firefighters in Washington State, Lacey, Washington, had to use a dose of Narcan to revive a puppy. Fentanyl overdose. So, you know, got a hold of the owner's fentanyl. And they revived the puppy, and he's doing well. At least we don't have that problem with our dog.
True. Franklin, no, you know? Fentanyl.
But, yeah.
Oh, the show that you can't handle, another one.
Euphoria.
Oh, first episode.
Fentanyl.
You see more about drug smuggling.
Mm. Oh, man. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I'm sure this is really how it's done.
Up the hoo-ha?
No.
Worse?
Well, swallowing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you hear of people just swallowing drugs.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I never thought more. I guess I just thought they made it small enough to mm-hmm. swallow.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, they're like big round packets.
Mm-hmm.
And the character who's going to swallow this, she looks at the guy. She goes, well, how am I supposed to swallow this? And he slams down a bottle of KY jelly and says, dip them in these.
Oh.
So then it's a scene. Then you see all of it. where she is dipping in KY jelly and shoving this down her throat. And when she couldn't get some, somebody would come and force it down her throat.
Oh, this is typical euphoria behavior, too. Yeah. I'm so excited to see this
but
episode.
I don't know why. In my mind, I just always thought, oh, it must just, you know, these packets are small enough that people swallow them.
Well, you'd think, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, it does come back out because they're trying to cross the border. Yeah. And the one girl is having horrible gas. Because she's like, I have got to go and get across this border because it's coming.
You don't want to have to eat it again if it comes out that before you cross the border.
Well, we just said yesterday, you know, if it bursts in your stomach.
Well, that's what, by the way, they give a whole course on how to do it. Because she's like, first thing to do is make sure every single one is like triple wrapped.
Well, yeah.
Because it's fentanyl. They were moving fentanyl. And you see her when she gets, which this is terrible too. This whole show, I don't know who thinks of this stuff. The one girl, she's like, I got to go right now. And they're like, get the strainer. It's in the dishboard because they used it to make spaghetti. So they just put the strainer in the bathtub. And then you see, you just see her face. Yeah. And then it cuts back to spaghetti being poured in the strainer for dinner later. And she says, this is how you move fentanyl across the border.
Rachel, I can't watch this show.
No,
you can't.
You can't.
I'm sorry you had to hear that from Biggie. Mm-hmm. This is
I'm about to watch it tonight. Oh,
listen, God. They make you work to see Sydney Sweeney naked.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
You get the reward.
You know at some point you're going to see Sydney Sweeney naked, but you got to get through a lot of messed up stuff.
You got to go through it to see that.
God.
That's one of the best anticlimactic stories I've ever heard. I mean, I was sitting there on the edge of my seat. She goes, it was dirt. I was like, well, forget it then.
Yeah. What is it? It's just dirt.
It's dirt. It's no big
That's
deal.
That's it.
It's Chinese dirt. Coming up here on The Two Guys Named Christian. Well, speaking of, new technology, a toilet with a camera. Yes or no? Yes or no? It's a great health advance. We're talking about technology earlier. But your toilet could be hacked into.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's the discussion. Two Guys Named Chris Show.